What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Well, apparently congratulations are in order for The Maze. Drake and his new wife married over the weekend. Anne just barely beat Scheim to the proposal from Drake May. Scheim was hoping to get a ring from Drake, but unfortunately it is Anne. There they are. If you look, you can see the happy couple on Instagram, big wedding. So
that's not a very long engagement either. That was a quick turnaround.
Yeah. Well, isn't it high school girlfriend or something?
Like, yeah, been together, middle school, I think.
Oh, wow. They've been together for a long time.
So, I mean, good thing when you have a quarterback or any play or anybody, I guess, in life who has found their soulmate and they don't have to worry about that. No distractions whatsoever. Probably next to be married on that team would be Steph Diggs, I would assume.
That'll be a hell of a wedding.
He and Cardi B.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Would you imagine that Cardi B is going to be around all the time once training camp gets underway?
Yeah.
And, I mean, see her being around.
They're very serious. I can tell on that boat that the two of them are.
She showed up to his camp.
I was just going to say that. So I'm sure
the guy is massaging butts.
She's going to be in a suite all season long.
Yeah.
So, and I can't wait.
Yeah, it was her butt.
Yeah.
I mean, so she showed up to his youth football camp in Maryland.
Okay.
So there's a good chance she shows up to one of his games at Gillette.
Is she going to live out there in Foxborough with him? A lot of excitement out that way. Rentham or something like that, maybe?
That I highly doubt.
She'll love the outlets.
You haven't lived until you go to Patriot Place in November.
No, I think she's probably set on that one. Well, I think she did say she wanted to move back to New York to get back to her New York culture. So maybe she likes the Northeast.
Maybe. Yeah.
Quick Amtrak ride from New York to Boston.
Now,
the games.
Where Drake May got married, it's like an exclusive golf course. I didn't know if you had ever heard of it.
What's
Grandfather Golf and Country Club. It's in North Carolina.
Grandfather Golf and Country Club.
I had never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
But it looked beautiful.
Is there a reason you're asking Greg that?
Well, no. I just know Greg has played at a lot of nice places. So.
What are you expecting from Drake this season, Scheim, numbers-wise? What's good for him?
I mean, knowing he's going to start 16 game or 17 games finally this year compared to last year, I mean, you got to hope that he gets close to 4,000 yards passing.
Yep.
You would hope that he's also probably going to be in the 400 to 500 yards rushing. So maybe just like total yards, you're looking at just anywhere from 4,300 to 4,500 total yards. And then you got to be in the 20 plus touchdowns and less than 12 interceptions.
See, I was going to say, 25 plus touchdowns.
30. What are we doing here?
Wait, yeah. Curtis, if Steph Diggs isn't even playing the first 5 weeks of the season, who is he throwing to that they're going to score 30 touchdowns?
Greg, it's No, hold on.
30 would put him top five.
At no point have we even thought that this offense was going to be like a top 10 offense in football. If he's throwing 30 touchdowns, they're going to be a top 10 offense in football. It's not going to happen. We want them to be middle of the pack because that's a massive improvement of where they've been offensively the last couple years now. And we expect the defense to be in that top seven range. That's kind of how we expect them to win football games.
Yeah, I mean, 20
we've been saying all along.
20 is a very reasonable expectation. 25 would be great.
Yeah,
25 I think is the number. I think 25 and, you know, no more than 12 interceptions is the number. I agree with Shyam on that. Close to the 4,000 yards. But that's kind of what my expectations are of Drake May. I think the question becomes, if he doesn't have a great year, is there a built-in excuse because...
Josh McDaniels?
I don't know if Josh McDaniels is an excuse, because he's going to have, look what he did with Mac, and obviously the Brady stuff. And I know Brady is more of like the greatest of all time, but you know how people are. They're going to be like, oh, it's not Josh McDaniels' fault because...
He was able to do this with Mac Jones his first season.
Right.
And Drake May is not able to do it, so that's on Drake May.
It's the offensive line and the weapons that will be the excuse. Again, because the offensive line might be improved or could be just as bad.
Mm-mm. But the offensive line, you went out and you used the fourth overall pick on...
Yeah, but if he sucks or has to get kicked into guard, Wiggy, that's not Drake May's fault. That's the front office's fault.
Oh, no. I agree with you on that one.
So let's go to Shime's least favorite person, Mac Jones. His rookie year, first year with Josh McDaniels,
mm-hmm.
on a team that sucked, correct?
Yep.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. 22 touchdown passes.
Okay.
13 interceptions. Completed 68%, 69% of his passes.
All right, that's pretty good.
I'm sorry, 68% and 3,800 yards.
That's pretty good.
So that's basically Shime saying that if Drake May does that, it's a success. Mac Jones is the Antichrist.
No. I think Mac Jones, a lot of people would say that he had a successful first year.
Not Shime.
Yeah, because they had a cupcake schedule. No, Mac Jones had a
they have
fine
a cupcake
first year.
Schedule this
I just,
year.
Just because oh, he had a great. Fine first
now
year I, doesn't mean he's. I didn't. I still thought he was bad.
Now I have
admitted
to have cupcakes
he had a fine
for lunch.
Rookie year.
You were all over him, Shine. Please.
Yeah, because he sucks. But it doesn't. That doesn't. I still admitted that he had a fine rookie year. I've never once said that he didn't. Like,
but you can't say Drake May in his second season with those numbers would be a success.
With a new offensive coordinator, no weapons. I mean, what are we talking about here? Like,
if you're
I don't
a top
understand.
Five pick, your job is to elevate those around you
yes.
at that position.
And asking him to have over 4,000 yards, 20-plus touchdowns, and less than 12 interceptions is elevating a team that otherwise wouldn't have that.
I think if he has that type of year, I think just like Mac Jones, people would be saying, and then obviously would be depending on the record, because I think a lot of people said Mac Jones had a good year because the Patriots went 10 and was that 7?
7, yeah.
7 that year. So that was a good, statistically, year for Mac Jones, and it was also a good year for the team. If Mac Jones put up those numbers and the team was like, you know, 7 and 10, I think people would have been like, you got to do better than that. But if you can do what Mac Jones did his rookie year, I think a lot of and have the same type of record, I think a lot of people are going to look at Drake May and go, that's a productive season.
Again, I'm back on the island. Those numbers are actually really good numbers for Mac Jones, and then he just got ruined.
Well, and I also think Bill set him up for it to look even worse coming into his sophomore season, saying that he's made unbelievable strides. So you look at those numbers, and you think that he's going to be the next Tom Brady going into his next year.
But the
and he
man
wasn't.
Is a shell of himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Mac Jones' rookie year, he had 10 times as many wins as Drake May.
Yeah, but Mac Jones, there's no denying...
He and also came into a team that had won, what, 8 games the year prior, so he increased it by 2?
7.
In the playoffs his rookie year.
Yeah, and got smashed.
Okay.
It was an established organization. Drake May came into an absolute S show. The biggest cluster we have seen in this city in 25 years minimum.
Well, I really can't compare Mac and Drake's first year because Mac was given the opportunity to be the starter from basically, you know, day one type situation where Drake May wasn't given that opportunity,
and
right?
Mac had Bill Belichick as his head coach.
Yeah, and that as well. But I'm not going to sit here and front and be like Mac Jones didn't have a good rookie year. He did. Like, those are good numbers. Now, granted, he fell off his second year and his third year.
Yeah.
Well, his second year as offensive coaches were Joe Judge and Matt Patricia.
And Bill Belichick didn't help him. He
well,
did not
Bill,
help him
yeah,
at all.
Bill was done with him as soon as he called
yes.
Josh McDaniels or whoever he
the
called.
The same way I say Kraft did Mayo dirty, Bill Belichick did. Mac Jones dirty his second year.
And he's never recovered.
No.
I mean, is he ever going to be able to recover?
Well, he's in San Fran now, so let's – I mean, I know they paid Brock Purdy a bunch of money, but if he gets hurt, I mean, I feel like anybody that goes with Kyle Shanahan seems to have a decent kind of couple of games, and so maybe he gets a decent couple of games and he's able to bounce back if Brock Purdy gets hurt.
It gets lost in the shuffle of all the craziness of Bill and Tom and the – crafts and all that with the Patriots, but you could really do a if only for Mac Jones and how, like, the sliding doors, you know, that movie where, like, the two outcomes, if you miss the train or make it, like, that was he was second in rookie of the year voting to Jamar Chase. Like, if he has a normal offseason where he has, I don't know, offensive coaches and Josh McDaniels doesn't go to the Raiders, who knows?
I mean, yeah.
Like,
I do. He sucked. He was bad.
Yeah, he. I think ultimately gets exposed. If
what did he do to you?
Nothing. He's just terrible, Curtis.
You think he was COVID year good?
Yes, he was. It was COVID year, dude. He was throwing over linebackers in the national championship game that looked like me. When was the last time a wide receiver beat out his own quarterback to win the Heisman? Like that, it was so clear and obvious he was not going to be good. He came in off of COVID year on a cupcake schedule on an established franchise, won three more games than the year prior. Good for him. Got absolutely smashed in the playoffs by the Buffalo Bills and then fell apart.
What's an easier schedule, this year or Max rookie year?
Probably Max rookie year because they played all the tough teams they played didn't have their best players.
678 text for you, Shime. Did Shime just say Mac Jones came into an established organization? They had a quarterback who could not throw the football.
Right, okay.
Yeah, coming off the Tom Brady dynasty. What? Of course, it was an established organization. Bill Belichick had been here for 22 years or whatever it was. Like, what are we doing?
No offense, Wiggy, on the quarterback comment.
I mean, Cam was able to win seven games with an awful. Mac Jones had no weapons. Go back and look at Cam Newton's weapons. And, you know, he won seven games. But Mac Jones, when you start to look at, like I said, I don't take nothing away from what he did his rookie year. I agree with Shime that I think eventually he was going to get exposed because I didn't think he was. Like, I'm not even going to look at Alabama. When you play at Alabama, every quarterback's good because the talent that they have.
If Cam's arm were a weapon, it would be a bunker buster. if I could get a topical one in there, Curtis.
I love it.
Julian Edelman's best game on the Cam Newton, though. Come on.
Take that, Ayatollah.
All right. Well, anyway, congratulations to the quarterback and the missus.
Yes.
And we wish them forever happiness.
Yep.
And Shime says if he can come close to Mac, he's having a great year.
Nope, that's not what I said at all.
Any idea what their first song was?
Oh, I do not know. It looks like a great time, though. A little tent wedding.
I see.
It was very nice. I loved her dress. She looked beautiful. He looked very happy.
All right. Yeah. And it looked like it was in a nice place. Yes. You said North Carolina?
Yeah, Grandfather Country Club.
I have no
club.
Idea what that is.
Apparently, Will Campbell was there.
Oh, wow.
And we have a little quick comment from him on how the wedding was.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Good for Drake May inviting Will Campbell, like giving him an invite. He just met him. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
All right, let's get to Courtney into what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The OKC Thunder are your NBA champions. 103-91 was the final. SGA had a double-double with 29 points and 12 rebounds. It was a tough break for the Pacers, who not only lost the game, but also lost Tyrese Halliburton with a torn Achilles in the first quarter. That score brought to you by the Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. Elsewhere in the NBA, KD is headed to Ime and the Rockets, while the Suns get Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the number 10 overall pick in Wednesday's draft, and 5 second-rounders. The Red Sox dropped their final in the series with the Giants. 9-5 was the final yesterday. A lot going on with the Sox this weekend. Jaren Duran and Alex Cora were ejected in the finale during the bottom of the eighth when they were upset about a replay call that called Duran out.
Rightly so, by the way.
Rightly so. Correct. 100%. And Hunter Dobbins was placed on 15-day IL. The Red Sox now have the Angels on deck. 9:38 first pitch with Walker Buehler getting the start. Cooper Boardman joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 8:38 for the MassMutual pregame show. Keegan Bradley rallied with a birdie on 18, turning a one-shot deficit into a one-shot victory over Tommy Fleetwood to win the Travelers yesterday.
Chime, Breece had Fleetwood at plus 550 on that win. So
That's tough.
He was a miserable.
That's a tough choke job from choke. 16 and 18.
I mean, hit a great drive on 18.
It's just a perfect drive.
Poor guy. He's been there 41 times, top 10, and has yet to win.
Trust your instincts. Just hit the 9-iron next time, Tommy.
Today, date-wise, is apparently an important one for this show, says Tom from the Cape. Hello, Tom.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
What's up?
Put in my calendar. 1 year ago, Wiggy and Coco, you guys made a bet for $500 tomorrow. So somebody's going to the ATM today.
Oh.
That was whether Taylor and Travis would still be together.
Oh, okay. So that was a year ago.
That was a year ago.
And it's 500 beans, five trumps.
Yep.
And you said they'd be done, finished, broken up. Courtney said they would still be together.
Looks like tomorrow is
the deadline on that.
Yeah. And I will say, though, because Wiggy nailed Aaron Rodgers, so it really ends
what?
Up... That was the $200 yeah. bet, yeah. So it's really you owe me $300.
Okay. So when do I get my $200?
You don't.
What do you mean I don't? So that's how this works?
You want the $200 and then you can give it back to her?
Is that how it works? That's really how I think it works.
No, usually it's $500 minus $200 equals $300.
What's the difference?
No, usually when you lose a bet, you pay up.
Okay. Yeah. So you want me to give you $200 for you to the
You never paid up.
Back to me?
Did you ever pay me?
Because we
Good
were
point.
You never paid.
So you welched on the bet with Wiggy, is what he's saying. So he's yeah. I'm guessing he's
because
gonna
I knew
welch.
I knew that you were going to owe me $500.
That's not how the betting world works.
I think it does sometimes.
No, I think it.
Don't you settle up?
No. I think like if
somebody welches, are you saying that ixnays all other bets?
No. It doesn't nix. It doesn't ixnay nixnays all the other bets. But it just puts into perspective, like. Okay, what was my timeline on getting paid?
Shaq's the betting expert.
But you think in Vegas, if I have two
normally you have to pony up the money beforehand in terms of sports betting.
Yeah,
so
you think in Vegas, if I have two bets, Vegas goes, all right, we're not going to pay you on your first bet you won because we're going to wait to see.
I think if you were dealing with a bookie, the bookie would be like, yeah, we'll settle up.
The bookie would pay you.
No, not always. Some people.
Yeah, I don't know. Those bookies I don't want to. That's not the bookie I want. Who's
I know somebody
be like,
that settled up just once a year with their bookie.
Then really? That's a crappy
yeah.
bookie.
No, it was a very good one.
That's a good bookie who settles once a year?
Rest in peace. He's no longer with us.
Of old age. Of old age. I was going to say, that seems convenient.
No, of old age.
Did you meet him while we were at BC?
I was not my bookie.
Okay, good.
See, I was just kind of waiting to see what Courtney did.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I had never seen.
Courtney, now
did
force
I ever
him to
mention,
pay. Pay him $200
did,
and
did I ever mention
five.
The
okay.
bet? Did I ever mention the bet to you one time after I won?
No,
because I was like.
I did. I said that you won.
No, I know that, but I never. Did I ever say where my money is?
No.
Because I was waiting to see, like, okay, will she pay me? Or is she going to wait till the Taylor Swift thing.
That would be a crazy thing to do. To
Wiggy,
give you
you're being so full of crap
what?
On this.
Yeah, no, it's not.
It would be.
So if
you owe $300.
Right, I know that. But what I'm saying
so
is.
So who cares about the prior math?
What? I don't know. What world do we come
from? You made two
okay,
bets.
You know what? I'm going to bet you that the Patriots have 10 wins this upcoming season. Let's bet $300.
And she can say no because you've already made the other two bets and you owe $300.
I know, but that's what I'm being facetious, Curtis.
Double enough.
Yes.
Curtis, I'm being facetious.
Yeah.
I don't know where you come from, but when I place a bet and I win, or I lose.
You get paid.
I get paid.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting to see what the next bet is.
You make an interesting point there. All right. Anything else, Courtney?
That's it for the news. Okay. And it was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Thinking chicken for dinner? Think Shaw's and Star Market. Right now, pick up Value Pack Signature Farms chicken drumsticks, thighs, or leg quarters bone-in for just 97 cents a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Short on time? Order pickup or delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That is what's trending. We have Hill Notes.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I don't think I've ever seen Wiggy this heated.
Wow. I didn't know how Courtney operated.
I don't. You.
I did not know she operated that way.
Go look at the Twitch. Everybody's like, Wiggy's wrong.
That is not wrong. Listen, the world I'm from, I make a bet, and you got a week to pay me my money, and if you don't, there's going to be some consequences and repercussions. Not, well, let's wait and see what the other bet has to settle on.
You're suggesting that there may be a head or two that gets cracked.
Listen. You know, I had some female cousins that could fight back in the day, a little bit older now. But, you know, those days are long gone.
That should have been in writing when we
what
made the
What kind
bet.
Of person is Courtney where she bets somebody and then goes, ooh, I got another bet, so I'm going to wait.
Most people would do that. It's crazy for me to give you $200 for then you to just give me it back.
But it's my money.
What?
Imagine
it's really mine.
Imagine it ain't your Wiggy, imagine the interest you could have made had she paid you in a timely manner.
You should take a lap. That's what should happen.
In the world Courtney lives in.
Well, that's going to take a while.
In the world Courtney lives in, I go to the Encore, I win money. They go, well, no, we're not going to pay you. We'll just wait till you come back.
And
wait till you lose or, you know, see how you do the next time you're gambling.
Yeah.
Woo, you a shady girl.
That's
I didn't know they
shady.
Were like that low.
That's not shady.
Shime, you're a betting guy. You place 2 bets with somebody. You lose on one of them bets. What are you doing?
Generally, you pay up.
Exactly.
If I'm not mistaken,
I think there was a conversation on the show where Wiggy said, we'll put the money towards this.
I think Curtis is absolutely right.
Yeah.
Put the money towards what?
And if it's priorly discussed, then that's totally
really
right.
I don't think there was ever a conversation.
It seems like there was.
No, there wasn't.
Yeah.
There was never any conversation because I know how I am with money.
Mm-hmm.
When I make a bet, I'm either going to pay you.
Jackson, find that audio.
Yeah, please find that audio.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Well, I guess I got a year to pay Courtney because she said that's how they settle up in loan.
Do you know how you're treated at Costco with 500 large?
Mm-hmm.
Woof.
All right. Well, we have a road show this week. Only two left, but we will be on the North Shore for the first time ever when it comes to a road show. And the pregame is Thursday night at My Place by the Sea in Rockport. And then Friday morning, we will be at the Beauport Hotel in Gloucester in advance of the biggest, arguably the biggest weekend that there is every summer in Gloucester. Because you got the big Fisherman's Festival going on up there and Greasy Pole and all that stuff. So we cannot wait to see you kick off the weekend on Friday, 6 to 10. And that is brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller Time New England right now. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician for any, whatever you need, small job, big job, you got to call Coleman.
It's electric.
My God, it's a little bit windy out here, but I'm Lance Dobbins. I'm out here on the golf course right now just getting ready for the game, and my son's going to whoop Devin's ass. You better remember that. I'm a real person, recruit for the Yankees, very good player, and you can look that up.
Yeah. I mean, that's really the old man's fault.
Yeah,
it's not his fault.
Yeah.
I tell my kids something and they believe it for all those years and then come to find out it's like, wait a second.
It's not really the truth.
You made me look bad.
Yeah.
Jackson here, and I just wanted to comment on how amazing it was to see a live show as you guys worked so hard to make it look effortlessly. On a side note, I did send some pictures into Local Legends. If you could kindly disregard as I hit the wrong button when selecting the file and sent a gallery of nude selfies intended for my fiancé's eyes only. If you're thumbing through those, Coco, and you see what looks like a Sasquatch, it's just yours truly in the buff. Just hanging out in my birthday suit. And the full frontals could be quite shocking, actually, as I got a bird's nest on fire type situation going on down there. So kindly disregard. Thank you.
He was so good.
It was so great to meet Jackson Guy.
Right.
And to meet full Greg Hill Show Guy.
Right.
Bird's nest on fire.
And they both did a great job with basically live Hill Notes.
Yeah.
So good.
It's impressive.
Which can be tough to do because it's all top of the head.
Yeah.
Like, it was really, really, both of them were really, really good.
Jackson Guy, unbelievable how he's nailed Jackson's mannerisms.
Yeah. Right.
Like the mannerisms are uncanny. Yeah.
Even with the beard and the little wig that he was wearing, it was like, wow. I kept looking over that. I was like, it looks like Jackson.
It did, yeah. And then he took his pants off and it was really very interesting, the whole thing.
My blood runs cold. My memory has just been sold. My Courtney is a centerfold. Courtney is a centerfold. Yeah, blood runs cold. Oh, yeah. Memories have just been sold.
I mean, kind of awesome moment for me on the show on Friday when Ty Law said he would subscribe.
Yeah, you should feel really good about that.
I feel pretty good.
Were you happy about that?
Yeah, I left, peacocking a little bit more. Yeah.
You and Santo. I know Santo must have been happy too, like his favorite player.
Yeah, he's like,
subscribing to your page.
That's kind of cool.
It's really good.
Yeah. And that was from a young age, that was your dream.
It was.
Yeah.
I saw Kim K do it.
As a young woman, you dreamed of being a Playboy centerfold.
Yeah, tasteful.
Right, of course.
Tasteful nudity.
Of course.
Yeah.
As soon as Ty sat down, he pulled he saw the calendar. He had no clue. He's like, what page is Courtney on?
Yeah.
He wanted to go right to your page.
Yep.
He was.
I'm from Dover. I'm a huge ego. I interrupt people. I love Castle Island and I love Ken. It's me, Curtis.
Almost
Curtis
uncanny
fan right there.
Is that like a new Curtis guy?
Outrageous statement, Curtis, made to me yesterday by Linz.
Uh-oh.
We went to get some ice cream at Van Leeuwen.
Ooh.
That's a first.
Me, her, and Brees and his lovely girlfriend, Lauren.
Love her.
And she said that Bubbling Brook, is that the place where you guys used to go to when you grew up?
Yep.
Is better than Van Leeuwen.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, come on, Greg.
I find that hard to believe.
Bubbling Brook is, in a word, goated.
Really?
Do they have a lot of flavors at Bubbling Brook?
Nope. I always just got the vanilla, soft serve, dipped in chocolate. Oh. It's heaven on earth. Goated. Thank you.
Because Van Leeuwen doesn't have a ton of flavors. I've been there before.
But not
very,
a ton.
But very creative flavors.
Oh, yes.
God. Who cares?
You don't like a
creative
good,
flavors?
You don't like a good Earl's Grey tea ice cream, Curtis?
Negative, senor. Okay. I would like the old school originals.
I will say when I was leaving Hampton Beach, I stopped at Dunlap's. And I got, they have their own version of a blizzard. It's called a typhoon.
Okay.
And I got one of those as a little sweet treat on my way home.
Sounds very close to trademark infringement. If I were the Dairy Queen, I would be very upset.
Really?
Well, luckily for them, typhoons and blizzards, nothing alike.
Okay, but they're going for the same kind of, space. I mean,
what a natural disaster? There's like a million of them.
Are you talking about the ice cream space?
Yeah, the drink, the ice cream drink space. Like, I think their attempt is to call it something that's similar to the blizzard when it's not.
I saw Dunlap's Typhoon, and I knew immediately that we were going for a blizzard type of ice cream.
Right. But that's fine, though. That's like Sonic does a blizzard type of...
What do they call it?
I forget what they call it, but where the ice cream and whatever you get is mixed up in there.
But
and
Greg's saying that the title of it...
They call it a Sonic Blast.
Sonic Blast. Okay, thank you, Curtis.
Yeah, just like a McFlurry.
Mm. Yeah, just like a McFlurry.
Well, a flurry is very different. A blizzard is a lot more snow. There's going to be decreased visibility.
Yeah, but McFlurry would be closer to blizzard than typhoon, right?
Right.
Well, I don't want to open the weather window.
I mean,
here.
You are a weather guy, so two of them involve snow, one of them doesn't.
A lot of support for Bubbling Brook on the text line. I got to get to that place.
You haven't been?
No.
What are you doing?
Me neither.
Where is it?
Should we do a show outing?
Route 109, in between Medfield, Walpole, Dover, Westwood area. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Great, great place.
Yeah, it's a shame. The Blue Man Group is breaking up. Now Curtis has to give up his lifelong dream of becoming a member. That is why he shaved his head, isn't it?
Is Blue Man Group breaking up? I missed that story.
We're really betting these.
I don't think they're kind of like. I think Blue Man Group is kind of like Menudo, where they just brought in some new person every 5 years to replace somebody else. Am I right?
Just
about
another
that?
Bald guy.
I don't know. Is Menudo still going strong? I feel like Blue Man Group. They were always doing
what
shows.
Is Menudo?
Why are references going back generations?
Because we're old.
Yeah, Menudo. Well,
you've
is
never
like,
heard of Menudo?
No.
Oh,
like very, the original Latino boy band.
Yeah, very popular. Wiggy's right. Latino boy band.
Was Mark Anthony in that? Or Anthony? Mark Anthony.
No,
Mark
I
Anthony,
think
I think he might have been.
I think Ricky Martin was.
That's
in
who it was.
Ricky Martin.
You're right.
Was,
my fault.
Yes.
Yeah, I think Ricky Martin was.
How
in
do you spell it. Menudo?
M U Dudo.
I think it's M E N U D O.
You do know.
Save that.
Oh, here we go.
But no, they're like the original.
Oh yeah, there's
Latino,
Ricky Martin.
Yeah, original
Ricky Martin.
Yeah.
You know, like we had New Kids on the Block. MU Dudo.
The reason why the only time the name I've heard that name before was they had testimony for the Menendez brothers.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Right. Correct.
Are they still performing though?
Menendez father, Jose Menendez. This is true crime only information, was a part of managing Menudo.
Okay.
Or helping to found them or whatever.
Dear Lord in heaven above, please help the show. Stop talking about Devers. It's over. He's gone. He's done. Let him go. I'm done with it. Stop the Devers. Talk. It's over.
Is that Kevin Malone?
Well, it's a big, I mean... Pretty big trade.
Yeah.
Where do you rank it? Like, biggest trades in the city's history?
Oh.
Biggest trades in the city's history?
It doesn't even crack the Rushmore.
Well, I would say number one would be Greg Hill to EEI.
Thank you, Curtis.
Oh, you don't think it cracks the Mount
Rushmore? What do you have at number one, Chime?
Well, because if we're talking all sports in the city, I mean, the KG trade to Boston.
No. But I think Greg's saying Boston player going out or just trade in general.
I'm saying in general.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty high.
I mean, Nomar trade is above it.
Huge.
You think Nomar's above it?
The Mookie Betts deal, way above it.
Yep.
Mm.
So there's three right there.
I would put I put Devers.
Randy Moss trade to Boston.
I put Devers above Nomar.
Joe Thornton trade.
And Moss was kind of like, he wasn't, in the eyes of people, he wasn't the same Randy Moss. Like, Devers is, you can't say he's one of the best, you know, one of the top 10 bats in the league right now.
I mean, it's not even, I don't know where to put it, but getting Veritek and Lowe for Slocum is pretty damn good.
Yeah, but they're still not on the Devers level.
I mean, you don't win the championship.
No. We're not, I don't think Greg's at, you're just talking about a a highly profile.
At the time of the trade.
Athlete at the time of the trade. It's like the Luka Doncic of baseball. Like, one of the best players in the league gets traded. Like, during the season, that's...
The Manny trade for Jason Bay?
Well, yeah, Manny was good in Cleveland. So
he went to the Dodgers, and they went to the NLCS.
Oh, you're talking about now, but like Manny at that time was, what, 35, Curtis? 36?
Yeah, that was 2008.
Yeah. I don't know. I would say he's up there, because when you start to look at it, I don't think there's a lot of people that expected your best young, talented player would be traded 2 years after you signed them to a $300 million deal.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I think the Bambino trade is, you know. I mean, that goes down as the all-time legend of trades. I don't remember those times, but.
No, you don't.
It is crazy to think about, because Nomar was 30 when he was traded in 04. Devers is going to be 29 in October, so it's almost the same age as well. You think of Nomar as being much older because he was near the end, but it's almost identical, the age.
Okay, a little uncovered audio from poolside this weekend at Echelon. Jackson, you want to cue that up? Jackson. Oh, here we go. Is that Greg Hill over there? I think it is. Who's he with? I don't know. She looks awfully young. Maybe his daughter? Yeah, I think they call her DM. What's a DM?
I was there with my daughter and with DMs at the pool this weekend. So thank you very much.
Yep.
And no white t-shirt.
No white tee?
No.
Oops. You were shirtless?
I was shirtless.
Yeah, you might as well go shirtless.
You do like the swim shorts that are very long.
I like long shorts?
Yeah.
Well, what do you like, the Hoochie Daddy shorts?
Yeah.
I don't think they were very long.
Like knee to the knee?
No, they were not at all.
Oh, well, last time I was there, you liked them down.
We know you're a swimsuit expert because you get your father. How did your father enjoy his pair of swim trunks?
Loved it. Loved them.
I see.
I got to start getting Santo some. Santo has like the same three that he rotates. We gotta expand
I
that.
Think most guys are like that. Right. Like, what kind of guy has more than one bathing suit?
Not many.
Do you?
No.
I have one. Yeah. I might have two. Maybe.
I have two.
Yeah. But how many do you want him to have?
I don't know. You should have like one of every color.
I see.
Really?
What?
Like a blue, a red.
For what?
Especially a green.
How can you afford all those bathing suits, especially when you're spending like $90 on a good bathing suit, like what you buy your dad?
Well, I mean, I buy him one a year. And my dad, you know, is going to be the size he is, so he just...
But how do you wear, like, multiple bathing suits?
When you go on vacation?
Right. You can bring one every day. You alternate.
Yeah, you bring two. I'm a Curtis. You alternate. Yeah, you're in the
men
water.
Men and women are very different.
You're in the water and chlorine.
Right. Yeah, how many bathing suits does the average woman have?
I couldn't tell you how many I have.
Guess, but you can't even tell us the number.
I bet I have 40.
Holy 40? Guacamole!
What?
But that's different, though. Women wear bathing suits because of the look. Guys don't do that.
Yeah.
Guys just want to wear shorts.
Yeah, guys we just wear bathing suits just to go in the water. But a woman has to make sure it looks nice, you know, whether it's one piece, two piece, whatever.
I'm very particular about bathing suits on men. So, like, I just threw out a pair of Santos because they were atrocious.
God bless you, Santos.
So is he
did
a big...
Did you tell him you were doing that?
No.
Oh, they had to go. Looking for it and can't find it.
I really mean this sincerely. No, why the hell does it matter to anybody?
They had to go, Curtis. They had, like... flames all over
Who
them. They
cares?
Were
Guy Fieri,
and they were like
the
down
nicest
past
guy
his
on
knee.
The planet.
They were from when he was like 16.
So maybe there's something that brings him nostalgia.
No.
I get you with the long, like super long. But do you think Santo really cares as long as he gets a
no,
nice?
No, he thought they were the best, funniest things ever.
I'm going to get sewn to a new pair of the same exact ones.
I usually cut out the ball hammock in there.
Oh.
Because I don't like the way that feels.
I can't believe you have 40 bathing suits at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that for women.
And they're expensive for women.
But, like, I don't throw them at. Like, I've had some for years.
Yeah.
But, no, I probably add, like, three a summer.
How many cover-ups? Or shawls? Is that what they're called?
Just cover-ups. I don't have that as many cover-ups.
Oh, that'll do it today, Greg.
Chime, thank you. Those are the best Hill Notes of the day. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Electric!
Well, hard to believe, but our time together has almost come to an end. And Jones and Keefe coming up momentarily, and a lot to talk with them about, including a weekend series for the Red Sox and not one in which they won and other things. So all of that coming up. Before we go, though, not to pile on, but during the break, a brief discussion in here about clothing. And apparently there was some sort of a clean out that occurred at Courtney's place over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And she was sharing with us. We heard the bathing suit story. So Wiggy and I know the answer, but Shime and Curtis, you do not. She was sharing how many pairs of pajamas they had discovered when cleaning out. Was it the bureau or the closet? Or
the
both?
Bureau and closet.
What would you guess the average person has when it comes to how many pairs of pajamas?
Like, well, three?
Well, if she has three? 40 bathing suits, I'm going to go on a limb and say like 22.
22 pairs of pajamas. And Curtis, you said three?
Yes.
What was the answer?
We counted 76.
Jesus.
What is wrong with you?
She has an addiction. It's Courtney, a very serious addiction, yes. Curtis.
76. There are only 365 days in a year.
I know. It's a problem that I do have, and I'm working on it. PJs are like my weakness, and...
Courtney, Santo can have as many fire-blazed bathing suits as he wants if you have 100 pairs of pajamas.
No.
That is sick. That is crazy.
We threw out a lot yesterday.
That is nuts.
Banana land.
Yeah.
Courtney. 76. That's probably $7,600. Are they $100 a pair? Probably.
I mean. Huh? They range from Target to Roller Rabbit, you know?
Ain't no way. That's cap. Ain't no way you buying nuts. Pajamas from Target.
No, there were a few Target pairs in there.
I'm sure those ones got tossed.
76. Oh, that is a ton.
That is nuts.
Every day I learn more, and I just have such an admiration for Santo.
Yeah.
He's a truly good man.
He felt so good yesterday. After, he would just hold something up, and I'd say yes or no, and he was so... It was a real bonding moment.
I'm just telling you, 76 pairs of pajamas.
What could be more egregious? What could be more misleading?
Oh, God. Yeah. Wild. All right. Well, on that note, we're going to get out of here.
All right.
Be careful out there in the heat. Take a little water break, a little air conditioning break if you can today. And we are back tomorrow morning at 6. Thanks for listening. Now the
time has come for leaving. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.